Now it's time for question of the week. And this week, Lushka has been looking back in time with this question.
Hey, scientists. This is Kat from Kansas City, Missouri. I was reading a Gary Larson comic the other day and noticed all the cavemen had silly names. And it got me wondering, did cavemen even have names? When did human beings start naming themselves?
We ask you what you thought on Facebook. Alejandro wrote,
"Do you suppose the first name was an insult? Mammoth nose?"
And Andrew thinks,
"I think early humans would have given names to their young out of affection rather than necessarily like we do today."
To get to the bottom of this caveman mystery, I enlisted the help of linguist Professor Shigeru Miyagawa from MIT. But first, what do we mean by caveman?
The thing to keep in mind is that the idea of cavemen is, for the most part, fiction that was created by popular culture. It's based on things that appear to be real. A lot of things have been discovered in caves, like paintings and artifacts with symbols. But the image of them hunting alongside dinosaurs, for example, is a romantic fiction of evolution.
Got you. So let's step away from the cavemen like Fred Flintstone and look instead at our own species, Homo sapiens. How did we first start to communicate with each other?
Well, there are a lot of theories, as you could imagine. One theory says that they communicated in single words, just like monkeys. Some monkeys have a single word system, like snake, leopard, and eagle, to let the others know that a prey, like a leopard, is nearby. Another theory, which is by Charles Darwin, says that prehumans communicated by singing, just like birds. He observed that birdsong is the nearest analogy to human language. And birds sing to attract mate. So maybe our ancestors communicated this desire to mate by singing. Which of these is true, single word system or singing? Well, we don't really know because language doesn't fossilize. Actually, what I think is that both were probably true. Our ancestors communicated in words to warn others of a prey in the vicinity, and singing to attract mate.
This singing could have been an early framework for things like grammar and the early start of language. But back to the original question, when did names come along?
Human language appeared only recently, some say about 100,000 years ago. That was around the time that Homo sapiens were migrating out of East Africa into the Eurasian continent. They were hunter-gatherers. But once farming became possible around 10,000, maybe 12,000 years ago, you had more fixed roles and a larger community of people. So you had to come up with a way to distinguish individuals. That's when you started to assign names. Certainly the origin of human language in evolution is one of the great mysteries of science.
The best we can do without a time machine. Thanks, Shigeru. Next week, we will be scanning the horizon to answer Lot's question.
How did the moon get its markings?
Do you have an answer to that loony question? Then send it in to chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or get involved on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. And that's all we've got time for. Thanks to everyone on the show. Next week, Man's Best Friend takes pride of place with a show all about those cuddly canines. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the SDFC, the EPSRC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Connie Orbach, and until next time, goodbye!